Hey everybody, welcome to this weekend's Entrepreneur Experiment Mentor Moment with me, Gary Fox. Each weekend, I bring you 10 minutes of the most impactful and important lessons we've learned over the last 3.5 years of the Entrepreneur Experiment. This week, we have one of our most popular ever episodes and guests, Mr. Jamie Heaslip, former Ireland Leinster and Lions player, has transformed himself from an elite sportsman into an elite entrepreneur and investor. He has investments across tech and hospitality and is now forging a new career in the tech space. We talk about the importance of mentors, how to get one, how to work with them, and the opportunities they can bring you. This is 10 minutes of the most impactful lessons you're going to learn about the world of mentorship. Before we kick into this week's episode, quick thank you to my partner, Sage. Sage is the number one provider of payroll, accounting, and HR solutions to small and medium-sized businesses, just like me and you, right across the world. To find out more about how Sage can help you get prepared for self-assessment and payroll year-end, click the link in the podcast description. Now on with the episode.
So how I got there was along the way, you know, I've had some amazing, I'm very, very lucky, some of the mentors I've come across. And a lot of the mentors that I've leaned on, I've been business mentors. One of the very first guys I had was a guy called Mick Carney, who is, or is he still? He was the guy who brought the Snap franchise to Ireland.
Was talking to me about him very recently. They mentioned him as a great person to listen to.
And then Homestead, you remember, you know Homestead?
Yeah.
It's like the at-home care for people. And he ended up being the Ireland rugby manager, actually, as well. And so Mick was a big mentor of mine. There are other kind of mentors who I know they just want to be, they don't want me to mention them, but there's other mentors who are in different industries who I check in with once a quarter and who give me these kind of steers. And I'm very, very lucky. My father-in-law is unbelievable as well at business. And you know, when you get 5, 10, half an hour or pints with him, it's great to kind of pick his brains and get his point of view and on different things, particularly the pubs, for example, because he would have been involved in that world for a while and different things. So very lucky to have those kind of people and lean on them for learnings and questions. And you know, and they come at you with questions of, okay, like, how are you getting out of this, or how are you getting extracting value along the path of this? So
that was something I wanted to ask you, actually, mentors. Is that something you actively sought out, or is that something that just organically evolved?
Oh, yeah. Again, it comes back to that thing. I know teams, right? Yeah. And we're all kind of like, we're all standing on the shoulders of giants, right? So there's always someone who's kind of gone before you that has either reframed an industry or expectation or standard or, you know, in something. And trying to find those people. And this is, like I said, the great thing about Ireland is that usually you can kind of find a way to get introduced to them and grab, you might only grab half an hour with them once every quarter, but it's a half an hour that you don't have, you know what I mean? And builds up to 2 hours over a year. So
how do you frame that conversation? Because literally this is why I started the podcast. A, I want to learn, and B, I want to connect with people and actually learn actively from people over an hour. It's pretty much exactly why I started the podcast. How do you frame that conversation with mentors?
It's a good question. Tell them how great they are at the start.
It always helps. And he reaches out to me and went, love the podcast. I'm like, yes, what can I do for you?
So, yeah, like, I mean, so I do that. You know, look, again, like, I'm very well aware of how rugby helped open the door to a lot of it. But it still baffles me. So like, I used to get slagged off by half the players because on my day off, I was usually meeting someone. They're like, oh, who are you meeting today?
Nerd!
yeah. And I was like, well, lads, I can tell you what, that door is not going to be as wide open when you finish rugby.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So yeah. Take the chance now. Take that opportunity. Take that advantage that you have, you know?
I always say that to students. A lot of them. When students reach out to me, I'm like, you have a golden opportunity here. While you're in college, anyone will chat to you because you're not a threat. You know, everyone remembers back when they were a student, they were starting off, you know, oh, alumni. I was like, tap into alumni network, literally chatting to a lad in UCD during the week. He's like, oh, how do I, you know, build a network? How do I, you know, get these people? I was like, tap the alumni network.
I don't know. Like, it's funny, networking, I just don't know if it's that natural to us, you know?
No, it's not. It's not. Oh, Jesus.
But see, this is the weird thing.
Uncomfortable.
We're like, we're unbelievably social people. Yes. You get us in a room, we'll get the crack on.
Oh,
and great fun, we'll chat to you all day. But you get us in that like real formal networking type of session and it gets a little bit, I don't know, we're not as good, or I don't know, maybe we're just not as brash as others. But
I think a lot, to be honest, Jamie, I think a lot of networking is very wanky as well. A lot of it, anytime you brand something, a networking event, it's generally useless because...
Yeah, but like, this is the thing. I'd be like, but like, you don't have to go to those events.
Yeah, exactly. I mean? Exactly. There's a million ways to do it. And it's better, literally one-to-one, what we're doing right now, as opposed to going into a random room in a random hotel and going, oh, serendipity is going to lead me to Jamie Heaslip. You know, and people do that, though. They go through the motions of like, oh, no, I'll just go to this network event and this one. And sometimes, you know, I'm going to get a chance. And the only time they're useful is if you're up there talking to people going, this is what I've learned over 45 minutes. That's the only time those things are useful, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, no, yeah, I mean, I'd agree with you there. And it's... You know, one of the reasons I created the pub is so I could have people there. I could win on both sides. I could connect people while making money. But it's something that we're probably not great at, or maybe we don't proactively go at. But like we're very, like, you got to think about, like, look at our marketplace, right? The amount of FDI in Ireland is mental, and it's only going to get bigger going forward, particularly as we become more and more of a beachhead for, like, we're going to be the only native English speaking country in the EU. Mm-hmm. Like, so you have all these companies coming into Ireland, reach out, you know, and try and connect with people, or, you know, try and grab that coffee with that person. Or I've been plaguing people on during COVID because it's over Zoom, you know what I mean? Because you know,
you're not going anywhere. You've nothing there to be doing. You may as well chat to me.
Yeah, you know what I mean. So sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But you know, I'm really blessed to like, mentors have played a massive role in reshaping and rethinking how I look at all manner of things.
Talk to me about the pubs. You mentioned it there a few minutes ago. Talk to me about that. After being in the restaurant game, how did the pubs come about? Because you imagine they're quite similar. You might have been put off.
Well, no, what I knew from the restaurants is that the margin in alcohol in drinks is way better, right? Not as perishable, a better margin, easier to manage, you know what I mean? As in, like, you have a kitchen, you have your head chef, you have all sorts of different people in the kitchen, right? And a bar, like, you can have two or three people and they can amass loads of volume, okay? Mm-hmm. So your costs are a little bit less, your margin is a little bit better. And honestly, really, I was there going, all right, so we get free into all these different nightclubs or into these different bars. And they might sell, this is when I was playing and going out and stuff. And they're like, you might get a bit of drink, free drink off these fellas or whatever. And I was like, look at all the different places we're getting associated with different things, right? Like, I mean, you Dublin win the GAA. Everyone knows where to go the next day. Or that night.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so different places get associated with things. So I was like, okay, there's some value here that we're losing out on. So, and then you look around the market, like, there's no actual pub that is associated with a rugby player that a rugby player owns.
Smart.
You know?
Yeah, very smart.
And then I was like, right, okay. And then I was talking to different people, talking to Rob. Myself and Rob used to talk about this a lot, Rob Kearney. And then a bit of serendipity happened and we got introduced to Noel Anderson. And Noel is a year older than me, been in the industry since he was 16. A really, really good guy, knows his stuff, right? And so we partnered with Noel, right, we're going to keep looking. We looked at different places, and we looked, I remember we got very close. I remember what Russell's used to be in Ranelagh.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
With the terrace.
Yeah.
I loved it because of the terrace.
Yeah.
I remember when that came up and we looked at that, but we got outbid on that. And we were looking. And then Bellamy's came up. And I looked at Bellamy. We all looked at Bellamy's and we went, oh my God, you're like 150 meters from the RDS.
I always wondered this. I was like, how did the lads end up at that pub? Because it couldn't, it's like the official Leinster little clubhouse. Like it couldn't be closer.
Oh, we were like, and then you're what, 400 or 500 meters from the Aviva Stadium? Yeah. And I knew how busy the RDS is, not just from rugby, but like events.
Concerts. Conferences, yeah. People
same
forget
with the,
that.
Same with, yeah. Same with the Aviva Stadium. And then at the time as well, you got to remember the amount of building that was going on around the place, right? Was insane. You had AIB headquarters across the road as well, right? So there was loads of people around the place. And we were like, Jesus, there's going to be a lot of competition. And it was one of those, what do they call it? Closed kind of envelope auctions. Mm. So you had to have your offer in at a certain time, closed off in a closed envelope. And then they opened it all up and basically highest bidder wins. Right. So it was like mind games going on here, like, right. And I was like, lads, I don't care. Like, we basically sat down. I remember us all talking and we're like, what are we going to do? We're going to offer this. We're going to offer that. Da, da, da. What, you know, are they making a move on it? What are they going to, you know, on all these mind games? I was like, all right, look, we got to put our best foot forward here. Like,
to hear how that story ends and how Jamie became the owner of one of the most popular and best located pubs in Dublin, go back to episode 86. You can simply type into Google Gary Fox and Jamie Heaslip and that should bring you back, or you can click through Spotify and get episode 86 of The Entrepreneur Experiment. I'll see you back here in a couple of days for a brand new episode.